You're listening to SBS News.
A warning. The following story contains elements that may distress some people. 33 is the highest number of Indigenous deaths in custody in four decades. New data from the Australian Institute of Criminology finds 33 of the 113 people who died in police or prison custody in the last financial year were of First Nations heritage, taking up 29% of the total number. According to the 2021 census, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people represent less than 4% of the total Australian population. The report also finds 26 of the Indigenous deaths in custody happened in prison, while one occurred in youth detention. New South Wales recorded 9 cases, the highest number of Indigenous deaths in custody for the states and territories. It's also the highest number recorded in New South Wales in the past 4 decades. Most were men. Only one woman died in prison custody. Narita Wade is the chief executive of Victoria's Aboriginal Legal Service. She says she's not surprised about the historically high figure.
This is our day-to-day experience, and many of those deaths are preventable. And they're deaths and are ones that these communities can never recover. These families can never be with their loved ones again. And often enough, I think what is most heartbreaking for these families is that time and time again, they're seeing these issues raised.
In 1987, Australia launched a Royal Commission into Indigenous deaths in custody, and a report was handed down in 1991, making over 300 recommendations. But since the Royal Commission, there have been 617 Indigenous deaths in custody, according to the Australian Institute of Criminology. Ms. Wade says many systemic issues still exist.
The racist policing practices, harmful systems built on oppression, are continuing to fail our Aboriginal communities. And an alarming part of the report is that 42% of Aboriginals in custody in 2024-2025 were people who are yet to be sentenced. And that's a direct result of the punitive bail systems, which obviously have disproportionately affected Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Tobias Elliott-Torr is the First Nations solicitor at Rathfern Legal Centre. He says while it's worth reviewing some of the Royal Commission recommendations made 3 decades ago, the majority of recommendations are still relevant today.
You know, we're seeing an increase in Aboriginal prison population. We're seeing an increase in how much police will use force against Aboriginal people, disproportionately use force against Aboriginal people. And we're yet to see a real meaningful shift towards, you know, community-led, you know, interventions, programs, and restorative kind of practices that, you know, all the evidence is there that incarcerating people and, you know, using the criminal justice system, the prison system, it doesn't work.
Mr. Elliott-Torr says Australia has also stepped backward in tackling the issue.
It's well accepted that, you know, the traditional criminal justice system, this punitive approach with, you know, prisons and tough on crime and, you know, harsher punishments, it doesn't work. It's really clear evidence that it doesn't work, and it actually makes these issues worse. And what we're seeing in a lot of these jurisdictions like the NT and Victoria is they're reducing that age of criminal responsibility. They're throwing young people into the criminal justice system at an earlier age and for longer periods. And the only result that's going to have is it's going to increase these prison populations. And the product of that is there's going to be an increase in deaths in custody.
State and territory governments are responsible for implementing many of the Royal Commission's recommendations. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he has been calling on state and territory governments to take action.
Always engage with states and territories about the responsibilities that they have to fulfil the recommendations that were there from the Royal Commission. That is a decision, of course, of states and territories. We can't impose under our federal system.
But independent Senator Lydia Thorpe told the ABC it's time for the federal government to stop shifting the responsibility to the states and territories.
National Cabinet needs to happen. We saw action on vaping. We saw action on social media bans where the states and territories come together. We need the same action to be taken on deaths in custody because, you know, every death in custody is blood on Albanese's hands.
For culturally appropriate Indigenous support, call 13 Young, a 24-hour national telephone helpline on 139276, which provides support across a range of issues, including mental health. Wen Kwong, SBS News.